Some of you might know that recently I made a pretty big transition in my life. My wife Debbie, our four daughters, and I moved from South Florida all the way across the country up to Minnesota. I'm changing where I'm serving Jesus. For 14 years, I served as a pastor at a church. Well, now I'm a pastor inside of a high school, teaching senior religion. I'm organizing the mission trips for the school, and then also trying to encourage youth into active service. Well, recently it was Grandparents' Day at the school that I teach, and Anthony, one of the high school seniors that I'm also having class, came up to me and said, "Hey, my grandfather's here. He's got something deep weighing on his heart, and he thought it'd be good to talk to a pastor. Would you mind?" And of course, I said, "Yeah, that'd be great." So Anthony's grandfather comes in the room, introduces himself. His name's Dwayne. And after a little bit of small talk back and forth, he also lays this question on me that I got permission from him to share with you today. He said, "When I was in Iraq, soldiers would go to church on Sunday, and then the next day they go back into the war on Monday and have to defend people and shoot at others, shoot at the enemy, hurt them, or even kill them." And he asked, "Are we wrong? Is it wrong for us to be over there? Was it wrong for me to be serving our country?" And I didn't know that Dwayne was a veteran. So the first thing I did is I just looked him directly in the eye and then said, "Man, thank you. Thank you. You do, all veterans do, things that the majority of Americans can't do, won't do. You put yourself in harm's way so that we can be free. And when you do that, you put yourself in some pretty difficult situations, like the one that Dwayne asked me about." And so I gave him this analogy, because we struggle. We struggle with that tension between God says do not murder and then helping the weak. So before I actually get to that analogy, I want to give you this. Psalm 82. So God says this: "Defend the cause of the weak and the fatherless. Maintain the rights of the poor and the oppressed. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked." So those two things seem to contradict. Defend, which means you could end up killing someone when you do that, but God says do not murder. Okay, so back to that analogy. So when I'm talking to Dwayne, I said this. So I'm in my house. Imagine I'm in my house and some guys break in and they're threatening me and threatening my wife and threatening my kids. I'm gonna do everything I can to try to stop them. First, I'm going to try to convince them to leave, but if they won't leave, we're going to wrestle, we're going to fight, the gun might go off, they might get killed, and if that happens, the American laws are going to defend me. I'm not going to go to jail for that, because I was defending home, I was defending those who were weak. And Dwayne agreed with that, but he had a great follow-up question. He said, "But yeah, Iraq isn't our home, so are we wrong being there?" So I continued the analogy and said, "Let's say I'm in my house and those guys break in. They knock me out and they are threatening to do immoral, horrible things to my wife and kids. I want my neighbors in my house. I have great neighbors, but you got your own home. Stay away. But if I'm in need, I want them to come in. God has given us in our nation a lot of power, but with that power comes responsibility." And there in Psalm 82, God gives us the encouragement to help those who are weak, to help those who are in need. If you are a soldier, if you are a veteran, and you're struggling with guilt feelings about your service and what you've done, cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Christ, because Jesus knows. He knows what it is like to go into hostile territory. Jesus knows. Cry out to Jesus, because he knows what it's like to look the enemy right in the face and have to take them out. And that's what Christ did for you, for all of us. Jesus destroyed the power of the devil over our hearts, over our lives, which means any sins that we've committed, the guilt that we have from our past, they're erased completely, fully in the arms of Christ. When I finished talking with Dwayne, I could see that he had peace in his heart, knowing that his service was done to serve others, to show love to others, and he walked away with peace. My prayer for you, veterans, our prayer for you, is that you have peace. Peace knowing that you did what you had to do, what you could do, to help those who couldn't help themselves. May you have peace.